Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, yesterday I know things didn't go quite the way you wanted them. After watching video, what did you see from your team that needs to change today?
A couple things. You know, first, certainly give North Dakota credit. I thought, particularly after the shorthanded goal, I thought they definitely raised their game and got us back on our heels. And it just, from that point on, it just seemed like the ice was tilted. But we just talked about, there was certainly a lot of positives like there are in every game, and we pointed those out. But we probably had a little bit too much average from too many players in terms of performance. Certainly not their effort, because I felt their effort, effort levels there. Certainly everybody was doing their best, but just probably a little bit too much average in a game like this. We're just not that talented enough that we can get by with that. And the results were what they were because of it. But today's a new day. Today's another opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
What'd you tell your team as they were getting off the bus today?
We talked about what the men's team did and what a great example they were to all of us in terms of a team that believes in themselves and works hard and gets great leadership. That there's your result. And what was so impressive was how hard they worked defensively, and they were able to create offense because of it. And we talked about, you don't want to look for offense, you want to work for offense. And I thought the men's team did a great job of that. And I said, now they're bringing home the hardware because of it. And I also said our backs are to the wall, and you got two options. You can either raise the white flag of surrender, or you can come out fighting. And I told them I would never use the word surrender describing this team. So we're looking for a spirited effort.
Jim, I was going to ask you about this later, but since you brought up last night's Beaver men's win, you as a former Beaver player, how proud are you of the guys last night and taking home that big trophy?
Oh, tremendously proud. If I could speak for all the alumni right now, I'd say congratulations to Tom and his staff and to the team, because it was just a lot of fun watching them. That was Beaver hockey. I mean, they worked so hard. They played for each other. I just thought that penalty kill was just kind of, almost a microcosm of the whole weekend and just what they did in that five-minute major to kill it, basically kill the whole thing off. I mean, Mankato did score at the very end. And then Bauman's goal, if you want to look at one play that was kind of reflective of the whole weekend, his goal was just incredible. I mean, just sheer effort, great defensive effort to steal the puck. And then he just outraced everybody, made a great move and scored. And it was just a lot of fun to watch, and just really, really, really happy for Tom and his staff and the entire team.
Back to today's game. I know last night you changed up the lines a little bit, looking for a little different chemistry. What have you done to today's lines? Have you kept them the same? Have you changed them?
No, it's going to be a completely different look. We're going to put Steph over on the wing and put Lauren Miller in between her and Tugi. Riley Fawcett will go in between Sis Nelson and Citro on the left wing, and then I put Huber back with Hannah and Gren. And Megan Leshenko will be in the lineup. She'll be centering Rachel Kelly and Whitney. And that's where we're going to start. If we think we need to make changes, we will. But otherwise, just a little different look with Steph on the wall. Maybe, she works awful hard defensively and tends to drain the tank because she works so hard. Maybe this will keep her a little fresh for longer.
I know you got two great goaltenders. Who's going to get the start today?
We're going back with Britt. I know she'll be ready to go, and she'll give us the type of goaltending that's going to give us a chance.
North Dakota now with 1 point ahead of you in the league standings. Obviously, with the win here today, you can get back that 2-point lead in WCHA standings. What's going to be a key to getting that win?
Well, I think we need to do a better job of getting pucks and people to the net. I thought North Dakota did a real good job of limiting our chances, not letting us get to the net. They blocked 25 shots. I think they kind of showed what and how, how it is to play against ourselves. And it's going to be frustrating. And we talked about we need to do a better job of getting pucks to the net. And that means defensemen have to move laterally, maybe use some deception, maybe try to create some different things with our high forward. But bottom line is we need to get more pucks, more people to the net. I thought, I didn't think we did a great job of taking their goalie's eyes away enough. So we need to do a better job there. Defensively, our rush defense has to be better. We need to do a better job coming back with sticks down, coming back hard through the middle, and keeping North Dakota to the outside.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.